Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Patty Green, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. 13 years she's been hanging out with us. She's professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. Babson, BABSON.edu. I encourage you to check that website out. Give us the other websites you're working on, Patty.
10KSB Apply.
10KSBApply.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so check that out, and that's where they find out about the 10,000 businesses and the women businesses.
Well, the women's one really that's with partnership, so they can learn about. If they want to learn about the programs in general, just go to the Goldman Sachs Foundation website.
Okay.
And all our reports are there. There's descriptions. There's stories from the women who have participated. I think it's a great overview.
Right. All right. And you got something else you want to tell us about?
South by Southwest
yes.
is starting this week. So I actually live in Austin, so it makes it way easy for me. But if anyone doesn't know, it's a global festival of music and movies, and now also interaction, technology, entrepreneurship, education, all these things put together. And, you know, my goal, like I was telling you, Jim, is to really go and see what can we bring back for small businesses.
So you're going to be
about technology.
You're going to be our reporter on the ground this time.
I'm looking forward to that.
And
yep.
we're going to have you back on in a couple of 3 weeks and get you to give us a report on what you found and what you saw and maybe a look into a peer into what the future is going to look like.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I will definitely take my assignment seriously.
We appreciate that, and of course we'll increase your pay during that period. And you'll be eligible for the per diem too, by the way.
Okay, way go.
Yeah. So okay. So let's talk. Let's get back into talking about how to become better high tech small businesses. You know, Patty, when I started doing the show back in '97, I started telling my audience the three things that they were going to have to be able to get better at in the 21st century was number one, networking; number two, building strategic alliances; and number three, not particularly in this order. We're going to have to get better at technology. Mm-hmm. And, of course, right now people will say, well, duh, but that was 18, 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't so self-evident in those days. And that's come to pass. And so the trick, though, for small businesses is knowing, not only believing that, but Patty, we've got an embarrassment of riches in terms of options that we can choose from. We're sort of confused, frustrated, and dazed by all of our options. We don't know which one to choose.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it fits right with your age of the customer too, Jim. I mean, you just think about how do you even keep track of them? How do you know when you talk to them last? Because they're using all their technology too. Which social media are right? You know, that's just one small sliver of technology, but it certainly gets a lot of attention in itself.
Well, and that's exactly right, which brings me to the point that I make. When people ask me, what technology should I use, I tell them, well, that answer and the answer to everything else you need to be doing tomorrow or a year from now is inside your customers' heads,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're in a quandary about which social media to pursue, when you can't do all of them, I mean, I tell small business owners, don't chase all of them.
No, you can't.
Because you'll go crazy. Fine, but your customers will tell you which one to use, won't they?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have to know where your customers are, which means you have to really know who your customers are.
Right.
To begin with.
And you have to have a conversation with them. I mean, they're not going to walk in and say, I'm a Twitter person. They're not going to do that. Or somebody else is going to say, I'm out on email. I need you to mail me my stuff. They don't do that. You got to say, how can we contact you? How would you like for us to stay in touch with you?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, everything else follows, right? I mean, the technology conversation follows that, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. You know, for me, too, because so many times lately my answer is, well, it depends. You know, so if we get away, just think not even social media, but, you know, an inventory system. You know, how do you decide which one is right for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my advice is always talk to other business owners. This idea of everything being a secret doesn't work well for anybody.
You also talk in your article, you talk about migration. And that's one thing that I tell them. Mm-hmm. You got to act like a duck. You got to migrate, don't you? Tell us quickly what you mean by that.
Well, the challenge is, say you've got a system, and again, I'll just stick with inventory because I can. You know, you've got one. It's been working for you for 5 or 10 years. You know you need to move. But, again, how do you decide what am I moving to?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make the change? How do I convince my team that this is a great idea? How did I learn about it? How do I train them about it? How do I pay for it? How do I make sure it fits with everything, you know, my mm-hmm. point-of-sale system or anything like that? So there's a lot of how-do-I's in there that actually, if you just sit down and you know, I think draw it. People go crazy when I get out my crayons and stuff. But,
draw it out.
You know, it actually makes you think about it in a different way.
Patty,
and
I
then work with your team. Have your team sit down and go, oh.
I got to wrap it up, Patty. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay.
Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.